All right, Doug, just you know, you just gut reaction, thoughts right now.
I think instead of going through the whole game, I think, you know, what I told the team, you know, obviously we had opportunities again that we didn't take advantage of, but we were able to make a play at the end of the game. You know, enough for us to be the type of team that we all want to be, you know, and to be able to do great things for this region and this organization, you know, we're going to have to keep working through adversity and learn to take advantage of those opportunities and capitalize on that.
So from a statistical standpoint, he had a much better day than he did in the Hall of Fame game. He's got another series out there. Could you just take us through what you saw?
Sure. You know, one of the things in the Hall of Fame game, you know, when he first started out, his footwork was good, and obviously the batted balls and things like that. This, you know, this game, he came out, his footwork was good. We had good targets. The receivers were open. We had really good protection against a team that's very good up front, you know, a very good front seven. You know, we're able to give him some time. I thought that, you know, obviously Sammy made some plays. Robert made some plays. You know, Mike Williams made a really good play over the middle. EJ looked comfortable in the pocket. Good completion percentage. So I really thought he did a very good job, you know, and we just got to keep, you know, just keep working. But I was very happy.
How would you compare the scoring opportunities tonight as to the first game? Do you think you handled them better?
Do we handle them better?
No, you feel like the performance, any execution, anything, was there any improvement?
Oh, there was, for sure. You know, in the field, I mean, we had yardage, we moved the ball. But, you know, in the situations, which we work on quite a bit, that are competitive, we've got to do a better job to take those opportunities. You know, right now we're probably on the back end of converting of how we want to convert statistically.
The first defense stopped them twice and then gave up some scrambles.
Yeah, you know, they did. I think, you know, we'll do a good job of that. That's not a bad sign. I'd rather be working that way, you know, than the other way, you know, where, hey, they're giving up plays and things like that. So, you know, we gave up those scrambles, which in order for them to get the first downs, and then they made a good play, and that was an excellent play. But those are things, you know, during the course of the year, our guys in the past have done a good job. We'll work on it. We'll be able to rally and get to them. I was, you know, when those things happen, what you have to realize is from a coverage standpoint, you're very happy, you know, what's going on back there.
Dixon ran pretty hard. Would you just thoughts of Dixon running near the goal line?
I think it's way too early. You know, I really do. You know, obviously, you know, we call him, you know, Booby. You know, he's done a nice job. I thought you're exactly right. He ran hard tonight. But, you know, Fred has done a very good job for us for a long period of time. So I'm not going to say there's a competition or anything now. We're just going to, you know, keep the process going in training camp.
That being said, Coach, Bryce Browning, I mean, for the second straight week, we're pretty explosive coming out of the bat. I mean, you guys know he's fast, but I think for fans, it's kind of a new thing.
I think, you know, in my mind, you know, Bryce Brown is a very talented running back that has the potential to start in the NFL. So I think what happens a lot is that, you know, when he's in the game, I think he's one of the better players on the field. So, you know, his production is not surprising for any one of us.
We asked you last week about Sean Trell and Cyrus. What do you make of their games
today? I mean, they both played. You know, I thought, you know, Sean Trell's playing, you know, against better quality competition, and he did well. You know, obviously Cyrus, you know, needs to keep working. The only thing I saw on the sideline is, you know, the one play we ran to him, you know, the guy kind of ducked a little bit and swam. But, you know, for young tackles, it's a process. It's not an easy transition, you know, going from college, and no matter what program you come from, you know, to come into the NFL and play offensive tackle. That's a tough, it's almost like, you know, what we say about corners.
What's your top priority offensively coming into the next week? And what are some things you want to key on or see?
We're going to look at the film. We're going to go back. We're going to see everything that's going on. We have a great opportunity now. You know, we're headed into a practice session with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm excited about that. So I'm excited about getting back, talking to our coordinators and giving Coach Tomlin a call, you know, and seeing exactly what we want to work on situationally. And I'm excited about that. I think that'll help our football team. You know, we'll gain a lot of good information, you know, on our players from those practices.
Thank you.
the backup quarterbacks, did you have a plan of you wanted to see Thad a certain number of certain plays, basically, and then you put Tool in?
Well, you know, Mark, last week, we, you know, obviously Jeff went in, then we put you know, Thad in, and this week we just wanted to change it up for, just for the opportunity. So, you know, we were just looking to see what people they were playing with, and trying to play them with people that they're more used to playing, and giving them a little bit more protection in the game where we can throw it a little bit more rather than sometimes at the end of the game where we might be running it a little bit more.
Coach, punt coverage tonight really solid.
I'll tell you, our special teams have done a very good job of tackling. Obviously, we had, you know, the misplay. You know, Nikhil had the misplay on the ball. We had to re-kick that ball because what would have happened if we would have not taken not gone for the re-kick, they would have added a 10-yard penalty for us with the way the penalties went. So you have to do that. I mean, that wasn't an issue. But I think you know, special team-wise, you know, Nikhil had a play early on that he did well in. You know, T.J. Graham had a good return. You know, we don't even have the first-team returners out there. But, you know, we're tackling well, which is a good sign.
Coach,